Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events, as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is November 26, 2023. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for December 2023. But before we begin, an important announcement. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. It's the holiday season. People are getting together more than other times during the year. So, relationships are super important. Venus is the planet of relationship, and pleasure, and sociability. As it happens, Venus enters sidereal Libra on November 29th and will remain in Libra for most of December. Libra is one of Venus's own signs. A planet in its own sign is strong, both for the planet and the sign's significations. Libra is the quintessential sign of relationship, the sign of balance, fairness, compromise. Libra is willing to sacrifice for the sake of harmony and peace. Therefore, this is a good thing for the holiday season. Venus is the planet of popularity. In President Biden's astrology chart, Libra is his 12th house sign. Venus transiting in the 12th house is in the house of the masses. So, during December, Biden will be popular with the masses. Likely, his polling approval rate will make some gains. On December 24th, Venus exits Libra and moves into sidereal Scorpio. For the last week of the month, we get the planet of love in the deeply feeling, passionate sign of the Scorpion, but with the planet of pleasures in a sign that has an appetite for intensity, things might go a little too far. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking and therefore making decisions. Mercury is also the planet of communications, speech, and writing. Therefore, Mercury is important during the holiday season. Oh yeah, and Mercury is the planet of travel, making it even more important for the holiday season. Well, the bad news is that Mercury is going to be retrograde during December, starting on December 13th, when the planet of communications is backwards in the zodiac. Communications get delayed. When the planet of rational thinking and reasonable decisions is retrograde, people are less rational and more unreasonable. When the planet of speech is backwards, what you say gets misinterpreted. So, this is not a good thing for the holiday season. Additionally, note that Mercury will be retrograde in sidereal Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a sign devoted to its own belief, its own truth. So, when Mercury, planet of ideas and reasons, is in Sagittarius, everyone is devoted to their own point of view. Now, make Mercury irrational and prone to mistakes, and we can see that this can be hard to deal with. So, be careful of misunderstandings during the holiday season. Mars went into sidereal Scorpio in mid-November. Scorpio is one of the signs ruled by Mars. A planet in its own sign is strong for both what the planet and the sign signifies. Since it takes Mars about 6 weeks to transit through a sign, Mars will be in its own sign Scorpio for most of December. Mars is the planet of action and force. Mars is impatient, hasty, impulsive. Like Mars, Scorpio is restless and eager for results. Scorpio is a water sign. Water signs are based in the emotions. Therefore, with Scorpio, there's a desire for an action to produce an emotional payoff. The downside of Mars in Scorpio is vengefulness. If the victory is not forthcoming, or if something doesn't work right, Mars gets angry and might then manifest its worst quality, destruction. The Mars in Scorpio pattern gets an extended boost due to the December new moon, which will be in Scorpio and be attended by Mars. The new moon happens on December 12th. When the new moon is associated with a planet, that planet's qualities color the energy of the coming lunar month, in other words, the next 4 weeks. Mars will change signs, entering sidereal Sagittarius on December 27th. Note that, as Mars is changing signs, retrograde Mercury, moving in the opposite direction, also is changing signs. Mars and Mercury don't like each other, so the energy pattern for December 27th, while they are conjunct, is rather problematic. In the final days of December, Jupiter comes to the end of its 4 months-long retrograde period. Jupiter has been retrograde since early September. On December 30th, Jupiter's apparent reverse motion stops, and during January, Jupiter will slowly resume normal forward progress in the zodiac. As it does so, its significations will slowly return to normal manifestation. Jupiter is the main benefic planet in Vedic astrology, representing truth, wisdom, prosperity, opportunity, optimism, belief, celebration, protection, and so forth. When a planet is retrograde, its significations are variously delayed, distorted, and don't function reliable. So, Jupiter going back to normal forward motion is a good thing. Its positive energy brings hope for the coming new year. Jupiter is still in Aries, a proactive sign ruled by Mars. Note that by the end of the year, Mars is going to be in Sagittarius, one of Jupiter's signs. Thus, Jupiter and Mars will be in each other's signs, thereby creating a Parivartana Yoga, an exchange of sign rulerships, which will reinforce their connection as we proceed into 2024. This combination can manifest in various ways. Mars is the planet of action. Jupiter provides wisdom. Mars is the planet of aggression. Jupiter is the energy of increase. Mars is the planet of victory. Jupiter is the planet of optimism. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for December 2023, and here's a description of what's coming up in December's weekly videos. December 3rd, no report, because I'll be moving into a new home. Yup, I'm leaving Los Angeles. Yahoo! December 10th, Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius and the effects for each rising sign chart. December 17th, an update on planetary patterns and their effects on world events. December 24th, Mars transiting into Sagittarius and the effects for each rising sign chart. December 31st, a preview of planetary patterns for January 2024. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos. So, if you'd like to have access to December's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next report.